Who is this?
This is Tanner.
Tanner?
Yep.
Do I know you, Tanner?
I was one of the boys at that parking lot that one night.
Oh, with the old Lutheran Apostolic Church.
Yeah, and I want to call and apologize for all the mean words and harassment that we were giving you.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. What brought you to do this?
Well, I didn't feel it was right.
Well, why did you do it on that day?
I don't know. I just didn't think about it too much before I said what I said.
Are you one of the guys I spoke to alone, or are you just one of the guys in the big group?
I was the one that had said that smoking wasn't a sin.
Oh, you were in the white t-shirt.
Yeah.
Big guy in the white t-shirt.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
I just wanted to let you know that we were brought up different. It's just that I wasn't really thinking what I was saying at the time and whatever, but ever since we were young, we were brought up that we were taught not to smoke.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's, I think the issue is deeper than just the smoking, although that is an issue, obviously, but yeah. it's deeper than just that. How old are you, Tanner?
18.
So, you know, I tried to preach the gospel to you guys. The gospel of Jesus Christ, faith in his shed blood, and repentance to new life, being born again. What it does is the Holy Spirit guides you and teaches you, convicts you. Maybe that's what happened here. I don't know. And corrects you. And it keeps you out of those terrible ways like that. And quite honestly, if you really are born of God and you're following the Holy Spirit, you won't be seeking to be in groups like that, because I'll be honest with you, I didn't know. I really don't. I try not to judge people, but some of the characters there seemed a little worse than others. Let me just say that. And when you hang out with people that, you know, Apostle Paul says, bad company corrupts.
Yep.
Now, we go to bad company. I travel the country and street preach all over. Yeah, I face a lot of bad company. But I go and preach the gospel to them. I don't hang out with them for fun. Jesus didn't hang out with the sinners for fun. He went to where they were and preached the good news to them and called them to repentance.
Yeah.
So, you know what my hope through all this is that, because I did reach out to your Henry at your religious body, he answered me back. How do you know Henry?
He is... Let's see. He would be my dad's first cousin.
Okay, so you're related to him. What my hope would be is that everybody goes and tests their ways, and what I see in America is all of these Sunday religious systems, and there's nothing wrong with going to a building on Sunday with a group of people. I'm not against buildings. But these religious systems, the problem with them, Tanner, is they teach you to kind of be a Christian in that building. And you learn religion there, and you act different there, and the women cover their heads there. And I know your young women dress different when they go to the building than they were in that park, don't they?
Yep.
Yeah. See, and this is the problem. You know, God is everywhere. God expects us to carry our temple and ourselves the way we are everywhere, not just in a building. That's why I'm against those religious buildings. I love everybody, but in Psalm 119, it says, I hate every false way. I think it's 119:104. And I hate every false way. I love the people, but I hate the false ways. Because those false traditions, Sunday church for a couple hours, Christmas, Easter, youth groups, whatever, they teach you to be a Christian here and there, but not to be a biblical saint everywhere. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that's what I stand against. That's what I was trying to preach to you guys, is that we all say we're worshiping this risen Jesus, but very few people are following him with their everyday life and keeping every one of his words correctly.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to inspire people to do. So, you know, I would hope you're old enough. I would hope you'd look at the Word of God is what I want you to go to. And if you need help, I would hope you'd look at my website, don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. I have a lot of articles on how we should act, how we should dress, what the gospel is, you know, what are biblical holidays, what are not biblical holidays. Christmas and Easter are not God's ordained holidays. They're not at all. They're man-made traditions.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And here's the sad thing, not sad, it's the truthful thing. You know, if you start following Jesus biblically, most people in your religious system are not going to follow him biblically. And you know what it means? You end up losing most of your friends and family. Do you know that's exactly what Jesus said you have to do in order to follow him?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, read Matthew 10. He says you'll lose. Family will turn against you. You'll be hated. You may lose your life. And man-made religion pretty much teaches you to fit in and go along and follow their systems. And then we all kind of live in the culture with the culture. There's some things we don't do that the culture does. But pretty much man-made religion does everything pretty much like the culture does. And and God says, no, you're to be holy, to be called out, to be separate. So I'm glad that I met you, and I'm glad that you called, and I hope this is true repentance. And you have my phone number. You're old enough. You're an adult. I would encourage you to test what I'm telling you at my website, because I have biblical articles there on the teaching blog. And you have my text. You have my phone number here. You can call me anytime. What I would ask you to do, your dad's a believer, right?
Yep.
I would ask you to go to your dad. And go, is your dad the pastor there?
Yeah.
Oh, I would ask you to go to your dad and say, listen, I met this guy. He's challenging a lot of the things we teach that are not biblical. Like I was telling you guys about, I was just teaching some Mennonites this today, that Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday are not biblical. Jesus didn't die on Friday or Sunday. And I could prove it. So I would wish you would go to your dad and say, I met this guy. And we gave him a hard time, and I called him, and he's forgiven. I forgive you. I love you. I don't hold anything against you. I'm glad.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I don't hold anything against you. I was 18 once. I know what it's like. I would hope that you and your dad would study the Word, and if you love me like I love you guys, that you would say, hey, we want to get on the phone with you. You're wrong. You're wrong about this. We read your website. You're wrong about that. No, you're wrong about that. And I'll listen to you and your dad or your elders. And then what's fair is, if I listen to them, then I want them to answer my questions and then listen to me. That seems fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I hope you would do, because I think, I'm just going to tell you, I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to do this in love. I'm still going to put up the testing of the religious body, because I want to warn people that that religious body is keeping man-made ways. I went and looked up your faith under Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do you guys believe in you don't believe in the triune, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, do you?
Yeah, I believe so. Or, like...
I could be wrong. Maybe I read something else from somebody else, but I need to look it up. I need to do the testing. So, I want to do that testing. And when you go to the Unbiblical Teachers blog on my website, when you look at the testing, give me a few days, it'll be up. And then... If I've got stuff wrong there, I'd really like to know what I've got wrong. I'm not doing it to be mean-spirited. I'm doing it to warn people. Let's say you were going to that religious body and all your elders are saying, no, this is right, do it this way. And you go, you know, I want to follow Jesus and I'm reading the Word of God and I don't think that's right. And all these men are telling me I'm wrong. I want you to be able to go to the internet, look up Old Lutheran Apostolic Church Exposed and go, hey... There's another man that teaches exactly what I think God's Word teaches, that Christmas is not biblical and Good Friday is not of God. God didn't ordain this. And I want to be able to encourage people to come out of the truth, because here's a fact, Tanner. Jesus is coming back soon, and he's going to destroy all of these man-made religious systems that man has created.
But I have one question for you.
Yes, sir.
I'm curious how you think. How do you believe that this world will be destroyed?
How do I believe it will be destroyed? Well, the Bible doesn't give us exact specifics, but Peter says that the elements are going to melt with fervent heat, and then the Bible says there'll be a new heaven and a new earth. So people like to argue over this, and I don't argue over things that I can't teach dogmatic, which dogmatic means I can't be sure 100%. I can tell you Jesus Christ is the only way dogmatically 100%, because that's what the Bible says. I can't tell you, yes, the earth is going to be completely burned up to a cinder, and then God's creating a whole new, brand new earth. I can tell you God is going to, with fire, he's going to purge, and he's going to create a new earth. However he does that, the Bible doesn't give us the exact specifics, but he's going to make a new heaven, a new earth. He's coming back in fire, flaming sword, 2 Thessalonians 1, to judge all those that do not know God and do not obey the gospel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I can't give you a definite dogmatic answer on that, but there's going to be a new heaven, there's going to be a new earth. So, that would be my hope, is that you guys would go to this testing. I mean, I believe it was God-appointed. I hope that God used me. I'm a nothing. I'm a nobody. But I hope God used me in a small way to turn some of you guys, maybe just you. I don't care if it's just you. If I had to drive all that way just to meet you, to help you, that's great. I'd jump in front of a grizzly bear to save you. I love you that much. I hope that me meeting you in that park gets you to go deeper and realize that you may just be doing Sunday religion and hanging out with a bunch of religious kids. But, don't answer this now, but do you really know Jesus? And are you following him with all your heart, keeping his word, or are you following what you were born into and you haven't...
I'll have to think about it.
Yeah, yeah. Because see, I run into Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses, and you realize they're a cult. They're a totally false religion. But you know what? A lot of them are like you. They were born into it. They know nothing else.
Yep.
And when Brother Jim, me, comes along and says, oh no, you're following a false Jesus, they go, what? And I go, you need to test. And Jesus said, don't be deceived. So when they begin to test and go deeper, then they go, wait a minute, nobody's told me this stuff. And they can come out and repent and come to the knowledge of the truth. And that's what I want you to do. But I promise you, don't even start this. Don't even start this journey unless you say, Lord, I want your truth. I want to follow you. I want to be born of your spirit, and I want to please you. Even if all my friends and family leave me, I'm going to follow you like Noah followed him in the Old Testament. If you're not willing to do that and you go, well, I kind of want to get along with everybody, just stay right where you are to your own demise, because then you'll be a man pleaser and the wrath and judgment of God is coming for you one day. You would understand that.
Yep.
Yeah, so I want you to be a God pleaser, not a man pleaser. And my testing, I'll put it up, will help you. And I would love to hear from you. You can text me, email me anytime. Challenge what I've said. I post on my blog every single day. I try to edify the saints. And if I can help you in any way, I'd love to be part of that.
Yeah.
All right?
Yep.
Yeah. So I hope, if you have any other questions or anything, do you have any other questions right now?
Celebrating
birthdays, I have an article on that on my teaching blog. The original practice of celebrating birthdays is a pagan practice. It really goes back to astrology. If you look at, you know what astrology is?
I don't.
Astrology is the practice of looking at the stars. And, you know, you've ever heard of a Virgo, Libra, a bunch of Scorpion. They put all these names on people's birth dates because they're born in this sign, in this cusp, when this moon was rising. And they worship and follow the stars. And the Bible teaches that's witchcraft. And really, that's where birthdays, celebrating and lifting up your birthday, originated with the pagans worshiping the stars. Now, I'm not saying if you celebrate your birthday today, you're worshiping the stars. I'm not saying that. But the Bible says to flee all appearance of evil and to keep, Paul says in 2 Thessalonians 2, to keep the traditions he handed down. So that's your charge. If you want to follow Jesus, you got to keep the traditions Paul handed down, which came from Jesus. Paul never handed down birthdays. That would be a pagan practice. And here's the problem with birthdays. When it's your birthday, especially when you're a kid, Tanner, didn't this happen? This happened with me. Oh, it's your birthday. They get you a cake. They have a party. They get you a bunch of presents. The whole day's all about what? You.
Yep.
Is it not lifting up you? Isn't that not selfism?
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, and what did John the Baptist say in John 3:30? I must decrease so Christ can increase.
Oh, yeah.
So let me be clear. It's okay for you to know how old you are. I'm not saying you can't remember you're 19 or 18. I'm not saying that. It gives us ages in the Bible. We knew how long people lived. But to set a day aside once a year to mark it and celebrate it as something special, you should be marking every single day of your life as special, that God's giving you breath every day of your life, not just a birthday.
Yep.
Yeah, so we stay away from all pagan holidays. I mean, my wife and I are married. We don't wear wedding rings. Do you guys wear wedding rings?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, so if you look that up, that's also a pagan practice. God never instituted that. We don't believe women and men should wear jewelry, so that's another reason why it says don't adorn yourself. So we got rid of our...
Men don't wear rings, but the women do.
Yeah, well, okay. So we just believe that, you know, again, we keep the pattern and the tradition. Jesus said in Matthew 28, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded. So anything, and let me be clear on this, because people are always going to say this. They say to me, oh, you drive a van. A van isn't from the Bible days, and probably a pagan invented the van, and you drive a van. And I say, listen, what I'm talking about is when you practice something and you kind of make it spiritual, okay, and you kind of lift it up how it shouldn't be. So birthdays kind of fall under that. Wedding rings are added. Yeah, wedding rings are added to the husband and wife marriage that God ordained. God never put wedding rings in. So anything we add to God's word is an unbiblical thing. If it's just a pagan thing, you know, pizza. Some pagan invented pizza. Okay, well, pizza's not sinful as long as you don't say you gotta eat pizza while you're worshiping God. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't add to God's word is what we say. And all of these things you're talking about, birthdays, anniversary parties, graduation parties, look at what the world does. They celebrate and they party over everything, but we're really supposed to focus our time glorifying God, are we not?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, and none of those things. Here, 4th of July is coming up. That's a big patriotic celebration that lifts up the country. It's really idolatry. It has very little to do with Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, and his resurrection, does it?
Correct.
Yeah, so we avoid that. So we believe in walking in holiness and purity and cleansing ourselves of everything that's not of God. And you know, again, I'm on the internet. People say, oh, the internet's evil and wicked. It is. I told you guys all that. Stay off of it if you're not going to use it for good, pure, and true reasons. I use it to glorify God. I don't watch movies. I don't look at porn. I make sure my eyes are protected from it. But you could go on there and be swept away if you're not careful. So we have to be careful what we use and what we do to make sure that it's honoring and glorifying to God.
Yeah.
And my concern at your body, I'm just going to say this, your group, is if they've let you guys get as far as what I saw, I'm just going to say it this way. If they've let you get as that far, there's trouble there. There's not enough oversight. There's not enough teaching of godliness and holiness. You know, I got news for you, Tanner. You're 18. If you're hanging around girls, if you're hanging around any single girls, alone, unsupervised, only bad things can happen. Can you agree?
I can agree.
Okay. And even worse, I think it was Ronnie. And tell Ronnie I said hi, by the way. I love him, too. Ronnie said that we got 20-year-olds all the way down to, like, 14 and 15-year-olds. That is a recipe for disaster. You know that?
Yep.
Yeah. So your elders should be teaching you, first of all, what I believe is men and women that aren't married should not be out alone running around with each other. When I say alone, I mean the youth all together. You guys should only be together when there's adults in a family setting and keeping yourselves, you know, Titus 2 says this, the youth should be sober-minded. Do you know what that means?
You might have to remind me.
Now, sober-minded means be serious about life, be serious about the things of God. And what I fear is a lot of these youth groups allow children and youth like you. You're a man, but you're a young man. They allow them to be in groups, and they end up acting goofy and silly and doing a lot of things that aren't really sober-minded, are they? Right. And so you really need to be taught that boys should be kept separate with the boys and teaching each other to be godly men. The women should be separate with the girls and the women and teaching them how to be godly women. And then you only come together for courting, to looking for a marriage partner under the supervision of adults. I mean, I don't even teach, like, if you found a girl you're interested in, never, never, never take her on a date in your car. Never. You're just setting yourself up for temptation and fornication.
All
right. Right?
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. What you want to do is have courtship where you're around her with her parents right there.
All right.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah. Yep.
And that's what the Bible teaches. So I'm concerned that your eldership is, I'm just going to say it, I think you're dead, I have to say it. I think they're failing you. They're not teaching you holiness, soberness, not expecting. Here you go. You're 18. You grew up in that body your whole life, right?
Yep.
I'm going to challenge you, Tanner. At your age, you should know how to, and if not called to, you should know how to be preaching the biblical gospel, and your life should be consumed with serving God, making a living, and yeah, maybe if you find a wife, raising children, but your life should be about the gospel and Christ, not just having fun. See what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, and that's, I might be an old stick in the mud, but you know what? That's what the Bible teaches, and it ain't going to be long. You're going to be 30, 35, 40. It goes by fast, trust me. And you're going to look back. I'll be dead by then, probably. And you may one day look back and remember the bearded guy that was a street preacher warning you guys about holiness and obedience. And I hope you're following Christ then, and maybe some of the things I'm saying to you will stick and they'll carry out through your life.
Is it all right if I call you some other time? I got to go do some...
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, you can text me, you can email, you can call me anytime, Tanner.
All right,
thank you for your call. Thank you for listening. We love you. Let me know how I can help you in the faith.
All right, sounds good.
All right, God be praised.